Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts presents George Firth and Stephen Sondheim's Tony Award-winning 1970 musical Company through September 2nd on the Boyd Quinson main stage. In the play, consummate bachelor Robert interacts with, as the song says, those good and crazy people, his married friends, as he tries to commit, to find love, and to figure out what it's really about. The Barrington Stage production of Company is directed by BSC Artistic Director Julianne Boyd, and she joins us this morning at the Linda, along with the show's Bobby and his three girlfriends, April, Marta, and Kathy, respectively played by Aaron Tveit, Mara Davi, Nora Schell, and Rebecca Kuznick. Welcome all. Thank you for being here.
Our pleasure.
Julie?
Hello.
It's great to see you. Before we hear some of the songs and talk to your performers, why Company? Why now?
I love Company. I just think it's joyous. I think the score is fabulous. You know, it was written in 1970, and it has some of the most beautiful, I think, Sondheim music, funny lyrics, beautiful songs, and tremendous ballads. And I just wanted to end the season with something joyous, but still had some guts and some meaning to it. And it seemed to be the right time.
You did Ragtime earlier this season, which deals with big problems.
Big social issues.
Right. Through people's eyes, and this play deals with personal large issues through the eyes of the characters.
I think that's a great summary, to tell you the truth. When we wanted to do Ragtime, it was really, really big, but then we have to do things that are personal, too, that can affect people in a different way. The wonderful thing about this musical is, although it's written in 1970, it's still problems that people are facing today. Lack of commitment, you know, what's happening in crazy New York. I mean, how people just sort of go by one another. They don't see each other, and then they stop, and they finally get to know one another. All of these problems, not problems, but situations, are still happening today. And Sondheim does it so joyously and so funny that I think that it's a great reminder that New York hasn't changed that much, nor has people's ability to make commitments in relationships and to find out what's really important and unique about each other.
You've directed Sondheim a number of times.
Yes.
What particular... Well, I guess I'll say hat, do you have to put on to approach Sondheim?
Well, I don't think it's a particular hat. I mean, I think you have to know the work really, really well because it's complex. It has many, many layers. But it's just always a joy to do because it's so well constructed, both the songs and the books. I just think it's a fabulous challenge. And our audiences love Sondheim. We have a very bright audience. They just have taken to Sondheim since we first started doing Sondheim. Actually, we did Company in the year 2000. And I think that was our first Sondheim. And then, of course, we did Follies. We did Sweeney Todd. And it's always been just a great mental and physical challenge for me.
The first song that we'll hear is You Could Drive a Person Crazy, performed by the three actresses playing Bobby's girlfriends. Before we hear the song, wait, do you guys want to talk first or sing first? I'll let you choose.
Let's let him hear a song.
Okay.
You make a person hazy, so a person can be happy. Then you leave a person dangling sadly outside your door, which it only makes a person gladly want you even more. I could understand a person if he said to go away. I could understand a person if he happened to be gay. What is wrong? person buggy. You could blow a person's cool doo-doo. First you make a person feel all huggy, while you make her feel a fool doo-doo. When the person says that you've upset her, that's when you're good. You impersonate a person better than a zombie should. I could understand a person if he wasn't good in bed. Understand a person if he actually was dead. Do 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 do. Exclusive you, elusive you. Will any person ever get the juice of you? You're crazy. You're a lovely person. You're a moving, deeply maladjusted, never to be trusted, crazy person. Yourself. Bobby is my hobby, and I'm giving it up.
That was Nora Schell, Mara Davi, and Rebecca Kuznick performing You Could Drive a Person Crazy from Company, which is running at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through September the 2nd. Could each of you tell me a little bit, remind us a little bit about your character and what it's been like to create them over there in Pittsfield?
Hi, I'm Nora Schell. I play Marta. My character, she's kind of the girlfriend who really feels like she can make it in New York. She can take it. She's gonna grab it, you know, by the horns. And she definitely challenges Bobby. She's a woman that's very in your face. She doesn't really let him get away with, you know, some of the crap that the other girls will put up with. Julie and I have talked a lot about it, and, you know, just having this empowered young woman who's coming into this very exciting metropolis for the first time and feeling like, yeah, this is overwhelming. A lot of people feel like they can't make it, but I'm gonna be the one. I am the exception.
Hi there, I'm Mara Davi, and I play April. And April is a flight attendant, and she's really just up in the air in every aspect of her life. She kind of just floats through life. She's not very book smart, but she's quite intelligent when it comes to matters of the spirit. I think she's very spiritual. That's really April in a nutshell. I don't think I have anything more to say.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Kuznick, and I'm playing Kathy. I love Kathy. I love the character. And Kathy sort of, she's had enough of New York. She's moving to Cape Cod, and she's getting married. And she had, a really great relationship with Bobby, and they both sort of broke each other's heart in their own ways. I think of Bobby as the one that kind of got away, and she just can't deal with the chaos of New York, and she wants a family, she wants a normal life, a quiet life, and yeah, I like her.
Good, that's good. It's good to play a character you like. Mara, I know you were here for Kiss Me, Kate.
Yes.
Have either of the other two of you worked at Barrington Stage before?
Yes, I was here for Fiddler on the Roof 5 years ago.
This is my first time. I graduated from the University of Michigan a year ago, so this is my first regional gig.
Dan, you're the musical director. Tell us about some of the particular musical challenges or joys of Company.
Well, just piggybacking on what Julie said, it's such a pleasure to work on the Sondheim score because it's so expertly constructed. And I like Company in particular. It has a lot of fun vocal arrangements to teach and to keep reinforcing as we're going through the rehearsal process. And the songs at their core are basically just early 70s pop tunes, but they're layered and nuanced with all the intricacies and cleverness and wit of both his lyrics writing and his musical vocabulary. And it's just fun to play. I love coming into rehearsal every day and just playing around in the show or workshopping a given number.
Our Bobby is Aaron Tveit, who's going to now sing Someone Is Waiting.
Someone is waiting, cool as Sarah, easy and loving as Susan, Jenny. Someone is waiting. Warm as Susan, frantic and touching as Amy. Joanne, would I know her even if I met her? Have I missed her? Did I let her go? A Susan sort of Sarah, a Jenny-ish Joanne. Wait for me, I'm ready now. I'll find you if I can. Someone will hold me soft as Jenny, skinny and blue-eyed as Amy. Susan, someone will wake me sweet as Amy, tender and foolish as Sarah. Joanne, did I know her? Have I waited too long? Maybe so, but maybe so has she. My blue-eyed Sarah, warm Joanne, sweet Jenny, loving Susan, crazy Amy. Wait for me, I'll hurry. Wait for me, hurry, wait for me. Hurry, wait for me.
Aaron Tveit is playing Bobby in Barrington Stage Company's production of Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through September 2nd. BarringtonStageCo.org for ticket and showtime information. Hello, Aaron.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How did you decide that you'd do this show, and what is your sort of artistic entree into playing Bobby?
This has definitely been one of the shows I've been looking at to hopefully get to play in my career, as it were. I got to do Assassins a couple years ago in London. I had such an amazing experience working on that show, and I learned a lot from singing Stephen's score and John Wideman's book, and I just think that this kind of material is very few and far between, and any opportunity that is out there for an actor, you know, you just have to jump on it. And when I heard that Barrington was doing it, I had worked here 10 years ago and had a wonderful experience here, and thought, you know, it's not a bad place to spend the summer, so why not try to go do this in the Berkshires? And it ended up working out, and I couldn't be happier. It's been amazing so far.
So wanting to do the role, hoping to do the role,
yeah,
and doing the role,
yeah,
are different.
They are.
What has surprised you so far as you've rehearsed?
Again, I'm just constantly surprised by the complexity of the material that's written. It's almost, for how deep it is, it's a bit of a blank slate on the page, and we have the opportunity to really kind of look at it, I think, with fresh eyes and pick it apart, and it can go so many different ways. So the joy and the work of it is kind of shaping to tell the story in a way that is clear that we want to tell. So that's been really fascinating, and I think we've found some really interesting things that maybe have never been looked at before with the piece. I actually don't have too much of a preconceived notion of it. I saw the show once, and I know the music, but I don't really have any close ties to how the performance needs to be. So I'm really happy about that, because I feel like I've been able to go in, you know, with Julie and look at it with some fresh eyes. So that's been really exciting.
Do you have a cast recording of it that you've listened to a lot before, obviously, you took on the role, or not really?
I hadn't really. I knew the songs just because, you know, they're quite iconic, but mm-hmm, I hadn't really been familiar with a cast recording. I'd seen the documentary made about the original cast recording, and I've gone back and watched that and watched a couple of Steve's other documentaries. But I've actually, in preparing for this, have been listening to the original cast recording. I think Dean Jones's voice is just so special, and I've listened to that recording a lot in preparation for this.
The next song we're going to hear is one of my very favorite songs in the entire world, Another 100 People. Nora is going to come up and sing that.
Mine too.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground, while another 100 people just got off of the bus and are looking around at another 100 people who got off of the plane and are looking at us who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. A city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day to stay can find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the postered walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Will you pick me up, or do I meet you there, or shall we let it go? People just got off of the train, and they find each other in the crowded streets and the guarded parks, by the rusty fountains and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the postered walls with the crude remarks. And they meet at parties through the friends of friends who they never know. Meet you there, or shall we let it go? Did you get my message? 'Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? We'll go call you in the morning, or my service will explain. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. And another 100 people just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was Nora Schell. She's playing Marta in Company at Barrington Stage. BarringtonStageCo.org for more information. Julie, what is it like? We talked about this a little bit with Aaron just now, but you know the songs, you've heard the songs. How do you make sure you are looking at them with clean, clear eyes and finding what's on the page?
It's actually not difficult, because you have a different cast. The cast is so special. The cast is so brilliant. And you come in with a fresh slate, and you're taking their talents and working with them on the script. And it's a new show, and it's exciting. And they're all so fabulous. They're so perfect for the roles. And I think we're just all having a great time bringing this work to life. It's not hard. You'd love being in rehearsal, Sarah.
Well, of that I have no doubt. I would just be observing. So maybe we can work something out.
Yeah. We'll switch for an hour or maybe 10 minutes.
Let's hear Barcelona.
Special girl, not just overnight. The for you're a very special girl. Not because you're bright, not just because you're bright. You're just a very special girl, June.
April.
April. What you thinking?
Barcelona.
Oh.
Flight 18.
Stay a minute.
I would like to.
So.
Don't be mean.
Stay a minute.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Where you going?
Barcelona.
So you said. Bon voyage.
On a Boeing.
Good night.
You're angry.
No.
I've got to.
Right.
More to.
So.
That's not to say. But if I had my way. Oh, well. I guess. Okay.
What?
Mara Davi as April and Aaron Tveit as Bobby in Barrington Stage Company's production of Company, running in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through September 2nd. We are just about out of time, but we have time for one more number.
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair, to ruin your sleep. Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell. Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot. You with love, someone to force you to care, someone to make you come through, who'll always be there, as frightened as you of being alive, being alive, being alive, being alive. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive.
make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with praise. Let me be used. Vary my day. For alone is alone. Not alive. Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive.
Barrington Stage Company's production of Company runs through September 2nd. To learn more, visit barringtonstageco.org. Julie Boyd, Aaron Tveit, Mara Davi, Nora Schell, Rebecca Kuznick, and Dan Pardo, thank you so much for being here today. Thanks to our engineer, Matt Plummer, at the Linda. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.